Erin, thank you so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be here, Ruby.
Oh, thank you. Well, first question, environmental water is protected under the 2007 Water Act. What exactly does this law mean?
So it's important to understand there's a couple of different kinds of environmental water. What we're talking about in this instance is environmental water that is effectively exactly the same as an irrigator's right to water. So the Commonwealth environmental water holder has been acquiring water for the environment to maintain flows in the rivers and protect water quality and provide safe, secure water for livestock and all of the people that live along the rivers of the Murray-Darling Basin. And they've been doing that by acquiring water that has the same basic legal elements as irrigators' water rights. So when we talk about taking water off the environment, we're really saying that rights that used to belong to irrigators, once they've been transferred to the environment, suddenly become less legally meaningful. And the Act just doesn't work like that.
Right. And what is the... See, it's difficult because, as you said, there are a few different elements to it. So, like, who would you say owns environmental water? And, like, what's the process of buying and selling this water, if at all?
So, at the Commonwealth level, all environmental water is owned by the Commonwealth environmental water holder. A little bit of it is still tucked away sitting with the Murray-Darling Basin Authority, but the vast majority of the water that's been recovered since 2007 is owned by the Commonwealth Environmental Water Holder. And it's their job to figure out how to use that water to get the maximum environmental benefit. And that includes selling the water if that is the action that will actually deliver the maximum environmental benefit. And it can do that in a couple of different ways. So if the Commonwealth Environmental Water Holder decides that the water available to it is actually worth more by converting it into money or by selling it and then buying water somewhere else, then it will put that water on the market, and it has done so. It's done so this year. It's done so in several previous years. And it will sell the water to whoever wants to buy it. It's usually a separate process, so they don't usually just put it straight onto the market. They'll run a little tender program or an auction program, and people can choose to buy the water directly from the Commonwealth Environmental Water Holder. But they'll only do it if putting those profits into something else will get them more environmental outcomes.
Yeah, of course. So why might taking water, well, taking environmental water, and giving it to farmers be a potentially bad idea?
So it's a really bad idea for a few different reasons. I think first and foremost, the environment actually isn't a luxury. And I think there's a temptation and certainly a tendency among some of the commentariat to construct this as an us versus them situation, as though we have drought-stricken farmers versus the environment and versus environmentalists somehow. So I'm an academic. I'm not an advocate for either side. But what I can see really clearly and what the science shows and what the law shows is that the rivers belong to all of us. A healthy river is actually essential to providing safe, secure water supplies for all of us. So if we want to continue living along rivers, using the water from those rivers to grow crops, to provide water for livestock, to provide drinking water for people, then we need to protect the basic ecosystem functions of the river. So that's really at the core of why transferring environmental water to anyone other than the environment during drought is a really, really bad idea because it puts at risk the health of the ecosystem that we all depend on.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, if you've just tuned into the Tuesday Drive, we're talking with Erin O'Donnell, Senior Fellow from the Centre for Resources, Energy and Environment Law at the University of Melbourne, about why taking environmental water and giving it to farmers in this drought might not be the answer. Now, Erin, how can droughts affect those who own environmental water?
So a couple of things happen. When we think about what the environment actually needs its water for, it needs a lot of water in wet times, obviously, and it does need less water in dry times. But the important thing is that the environment actually has a lot less water in dry times. Because the Commonwealth Environmental Water Holder has acquired water rights that are basically the same and in many cases exactly the same as the water rights held by irrigators. If irrigators are on a 20% allocation, then so is the Commonwealth Environmental Water Holder. So we are already seeing a reduction in water availability for the environment during drought. It simply doesn't have enough to meet the needs of the environment, as well as being used as a sort of water bank for all of the other users that are also doing it tough.
Right. And so in conclusion, why might taking water from the environment and giving to farmers not actually be that helpful for these farmers or for anyone, as Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack has stated that it would be?
I guess, yeah, to really just reiterate a couple of key points. If you take water off the environment during drought, you're undermining water rights for everyone. And that's why the National Irrigators Council and many members of the National Party have already come out against this. You can't take water away from the environment without potentially undermining a water market, which is worth billions of dollars to the Australian economy for everybody else. Secondly, there's simply not enough water to make a significant difference in terms of the amount that's available for farmers. And then thirdly, we've already spent, just in the last decade, $13 billion in recovering water for the environment just in the Murray-Darling Basin. So if we take that water away during drought when the environment desperately needs it, then that major investment will really have been wasted.
Yeah, because it's not just the farmers that are in drought. It's obviously the environment as well. It makes sense. Well, yeah. Thank you so much for joining us, Erin. You've been fantastic to talk to.